Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. This news story, the North Canaan Congregational Church provided to us on January 28th. Fishers and Lowe's Food Pantry received a grant in the amount of $1,250 from the Marion William and Alice Edward North West Connecticut Community Foundation. That funding enabled them to purchase two new freezers to store frozen food received from the Connecticut State Food Bank, as well as from local Stop and Shop. Louise Raleigh, Director of Fishers and Lowe's of the North Canaan Congregational Church, stated they are deeply grateful for this grant from the Marion William and Alice Edwards Fund of Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation that has long provided support for the work that we do. The Kent community is invited to a second informational hearing. That is tonight at 7 o'clock at Kent Town Hall to continue the discussion of a proposed plan to refurbish Kent's sidewalks. The focus of the meeting is to address the unanswered questions on the January 17th meeting. More information at 860-927-4627. And this is interesting. The first annual Sharon Playhouse High School Theater Festival Showcase will happen tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Bach Gallery. It's free admission, featuring talented cast from the Arlington High School, Housatonic Musical Theater Society, Pauling High School, Stissing Mountain High School, and Weebatuck High School. You'll hear bits from Hello Dolly, Freakin' Friday, Rip Van Winkle, Guys and Dolls, and Annie. And it's free admission at Saturday night at 6:30, the first annual Sharon Playhouse High School Theater Festival Showcase at Bach Gallery at the Sharon Playhouse, sharonplayhouse.org. For more information. In a story in the Millerton News, the town board in Northeast has settled a lawsuit based on a Human Rights Commission violation complaint, agreeing to do at its monthly meeting on Thursday, February 14th. At that meeting, the board withdrew into an executive session, citing confidentiality about pending litigation. It did let the public know that there would be action taken after board members returned from executive session. Once they did, it was announced that the case was settled while not acknowledging any wrongdoing. Because of strict confidentiality requirements, the town is not allowed to share who filed the complaint or what the nature of the complaint was, nor is it able to disclose the amount of money that was agreed upon in the settlement. The Office for Aging Friendship Center in Millerton on Century Boulevard, the Northeast Millerton Library Annex, is looking for volunteer drivers to deliver meals to homebound seniors in Northern Dutchess. It's also looking for volunteers who'd like to be part of an intergenerational events involving seniors and youth. More information at 845-486-2544. The Northeast Community Center has partnered with Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation to provide NED Corp services. The goal of NED Corp 2.0 is to meet the basic needs of community members, increasing short and long-term financial self-sufficiency among clients requesting support in the Northeast Dutchess community. For those who need assistance, contact 518-789-4259, extension 103. The Weebatuck Drama Society is holding an indoor tag and bake sale at the Millerton American Legion Post on Saturday from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m., rain or shine. Proceeds from the sale will support the upcoming musical Guys and Dolls to be performed in March. Three speakers, three aspects of water, the history of power and Sheffield water, is the theme of Sheffield Land Trust's 21st Winter Slideshow and panel discussion, according to Kathy Orlando, Executive Director. The event will be held on Saturday at 1:30 at Dewey Hall. Admission is free. Afternoon tea and refreshments will be served. Kent Memorial Library providing a facilitated overview of America's LGBTQ history, beginning with the Two-Spirit tradition among indigenous people and going up to the era of marriage equality on Saturday at Kent Town Hall. This is being given by author Kevin Jennings, who is the president of the Tenement Museum in New York City. The Sharon Women's Club 15th Annual Chili Dinner being held at the Sharon Firehouse on Saturday, 5:30 till 7:30. Chili to go, 4:30 to 7:30. Chili dinner is $14. Now a takeout, full dinner and dessert is $14. Chili only takeout, 16-ounce chili, $8. Vegetarian chili is also available by pre-ordering. Advanced tickets are suggested. For more information or tickets, contact Betsy at 860-364-0663. There's raffles, and you can bring your own wine. The Interlaken Inn will host another brunch, which benefits another local organization this time this Sunday. The brunch at the Interlaken will benefit the Jane Lloyd Fund from 11 till 1. Omelets, waffles, quiche, all sorts of other culinary desserts offered in this unlimited buffet. Reservations are recommended at 860-435-9878. The cost, $19.95 for adults, children 10 and under $10, and children under 4 are free. Kent Memorial Library Parents Committee is hosting a family skating party on Sunday from 3 until 5 p.m. at the Kent School Rink. Tickets are $4 for adults, $2 for children, $10 for families. Refreshments will be available. All skaters must wear a hat and also wear skates. Kent Memorial Library and the Kent Community Fund co-sponsoring a multifaceted workshop called Tips for Maintaining Safety in the Home, February 25th from 1 till 2 in the library's reading room, 32 North Main Street, presented by the New Milford Visiting Nurse Association. Registration is requested by calling 860-927-3761 or by registering on the web at kentmemoriallibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 103.81 to 25,850.63 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 7459.71, and the S&P 500 at 2774.88. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.